Hello and happy Wednesday, December 1st. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Foo Fighters announced on Tuesday that they are doing a big show in Toronto next summer. The band's stadium tour includes a July 22nd show at Rogers Centre, in addition to the previously announced headline set at Montreal's Oceaga Festival on July 29th. Tickets for the Toronto show go on sale at 10 a.m. on Friday. Foo Fighters were scheduled to bring the Van Tour 2020 to Hamilton in May 2020, but the show was scrapped due to the pandemic. Hours after announcing the 14 U.S. tour dates, Foo Fighters canceled the Minneapolis stop due to the stadium's refusal to agree to the band's COVID safety measures. The band promised to find a venue that will prioritize the health and safety of everyone working and attending the show. Huntington Bank Stadium, located at the University of Minnesota, does not mandate masks, proof of vaccine, or negative tests. Motley Crue has sold the rights to its music catalog. Variety reported that the deal with BMG Rights Management is valued at over $150 million US, although some of the sources say the number is much lower. "It feels amazing to be collaborating with our new partners at BMG," reads a statement from the band. "Their extensive track record of success in rock made them the perfect home to continue preserving and growing our musical legacy, ensuring we always stay at the top." Germany-based BMG owns the music rights of acts like the Rolling Stones, David Bowie, Lenny Kravitz, and Canada's Avril Lavigne. Tina Turner sold her catalog to BMG in October. BMG CEO Hartwig Mauch called the Motley Crue deal a new chapter for an extraordinary catalog. He added, "Few bands understand the myth and the magic of rock like Motley Crue do. In an increasingly competitive rights acquisition market, artists need to be convinced that a buyer would do the right thing with their work." Last year's, Britain's Hypnosis Songs, owned by Canada's Merck Mercurtius, acquired Nikki Sixx's share of the publishing rights to Motley Crue's songs. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to this feed wherever you get your podcasts for new episodes every day. And thanks for listening.